You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School with Kim Dunn.
Kim Dunn.
Search Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School on Facebook.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hey everyone, welcome to Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School, Series 2, Episode 7. Angel numbers and divine signs. Recognizing the general ways that the universe communicates with us. I'm your host, Kim Dunn, coming all the way from the beautiful Summerland Point, New South Wales, Australia. And today we're exploring angel numbers and divine signs. Have you ever looked at your phone or your clock on the wall and noticed 1111? Or found a feather in an unexpected place? Or heard the perfect lyrics in a song at exactly the right moment? Rather than trying to prove anything, today is about becoming more aware of the extraordinary moments hidden within our ordinary lives. Throughout my journey, I've learned that genuine guidance is rarely arrives through fear. Spirit doesn't need to frighten us to get our attention. Guidance is often gentle, peaceful, and reassuring. It encourages us rather than pressures us. I believe signs are loving reminders that we are supported and never truly alone. So, why do we often miss the signs? People tell me they never get signs, and I don't necessarily believe that's true. Modern life is noisy. They're busy, distracted, constantly thinking about what's coming up next. But when we slow our nervous system, practice meditation, breathe deeply, become present, begin noticing what may have been there all along. My story, looking back now, I can see that spirit had gently been tapping me on the shoulders for decades. When I was 14, I saw my girlfriend's grandmother who had passed over after I'd been to a concert. And years later, the night before my girlfriend's wedding, I saw her grandmother who had also passed. It was during COVID that I reconnected with this same friend after 20 years. I discovered that she'd become a psychic medium. She encouraged me to buy my first deck of tarot cards and begin exploring my own gifts. Looking back, I realized those experiences were stepping stones. Spirit wasn't rushing me. Spirit was patiently preparing me for when the time was right. So, angel numbers, are they something more than just numbers? One of the questions I get asked most often is, what does it mean when I see 1111 or 222 or 444? For me, this has always been an invitation to pause and notice what I was thinking about just before I saw the number. Then I Google the angel number. 9 times out of 10, I will intuitively find the meaning that correlates with what's happening in my life at that time. The same number, though, may carry different meaning depending on where you are in your life. Spirit often uses repeating numbers simply to help us become present and aware. Some of the more common angel numbers are 1-1, presents new beginnings and pay attention to your thoughts. 2-2-2, trust the process and be patient. 3-3-3, you are supported and encouraged. 4-4-4, a reminder of protection from your spirit team, of strength. 5-5-5, change is unfolding, brace it with courage. 6-6-6, doubt, balance, healing, self-reflection. 7-7-7 is good luck, a sign of spiritual awakening, divine alignment, and inner wisdom. 888, one of my favorites, a sign of abundance and prosperity and success. 999, endings, closure, and transformation. These, however, are not rigid rules for everybody. me, when I first started to awaken, I was seeing all of these numbers. But over the last 1 or 2 years, I now see numbers that are like 18, 18, or 28, 28, 45, 45. It's all those beautiful double digits. So let your own intuition help you understand what they actually mean for you. Now, let's look at synchronicities. Psychologist Carl Jung describes synchronicities as meaningful coincidences. Perhaps think about something and someone just before they call, or hear that perfect song after asking for guidance, or overhear a conversation that answers the question you've been carrying. These moments encourage us to slow down and pay attention. Guidance doesn't always arrive through numbers, though. It may come through as feathers, butterflies, dragonflies, birds, dreams, coins, rainbows, familiar scents, books that appear at exactly the right time, goosebumps, repeated conversations, or just that unexpected feeling of peace. You see, the more we become present, the more we begin to notice the signs. And one of the most important lessons I've learned is the difference between fear and guidance. I've learned that fear usually feels loud, urgent, chaotic, where guidance is always calm, gentle, and loving. Spirit rarely needs to shout. So something leaves you feeling peaceful and quietly assured. It's definitely something worth paying attention to. Perhaps after today's episode, you'll notice a little differently too. Maybe you'll stop and think when you see 1111. Maybe you'll notice a feather on your morning walk. And perhaps you'll hear the perfect song just when you need the encouragement. Or perhaps the greatest sign won't come from outside of you at all. Perhaps it'll be that quiet voice within, one that has been patiently whispering to you your whole life. So trust yourself. Maybe that gentle inner knowing has been spirit speaking to you all along. So this week, I'd love to invite you to slow down enough to notice 2 or 3 moments that make you pause. It might be repeating numbers, a dream, a butterfly, meaningful conversation, an unexpected feeling of peace, or simply a strong inner knowing. Don't worry about interpreting everything immediately. Simply become aware. For sometimes the greatest gift isn't finding the answer, it's learning to pay attention. Along my own spiritual journey, I've experienced many moments that simply just couldn't be explained away as coincidence and have learnt that there are no coincidences in life. There's been many times where exactly the right person appeared at exactly the right moment, or the lyrics in a song on the radio just when I needed it. These experiences strengthen my trust and remind me that I'm not walking this path alone. And this and a whole lot more is in my 12-week Awaken and Anchor program. And for more information, please go to my website, www.coastalpsychicvibes.com, or my Facebook page, Coastal Psychic Vibes Spiritual School. Okay, that's for me. Enough of me chatting for now. Okay, I believe we have Dee in Boston. Are you on the line, Dee?
Yes, hi.
How are you?
I'm okay. I'm doing well. Just I have been single for 4 years, and I am 38 years old, and I really want to get married and start a family. Yeah, I was so ready. I've been ready for a while now. It's just been such a painful process, just being alone all the time.
Yeah, it definitely does get lonely.
It does. I can't even have a cat at my apartment. So it's just really extra lonely. I don't have that companionship and that comfort, you know, that presence of another body next to me that I so desire.
Do you have a cat or a dog?
Do you see that shifting? I don't. I can't.
Yeah, let's have a look.
At my apartment.
Yeah, okay.
At my apartment.
Yep. So it would be nice to have a little furry friend. Well, the first part I've been
to a new guy.
Okay.
Yeah, I started talking to this new guy, but we've never met, and he has a 6-year-old daughter that he has full custody of. His name is Maddie, and he's an entrepreneur. He seems really kind and caring. We met him on a Christian dating site called Upward. But yeah, so I'm just wondering if that's going to be anything,
that'll come through, sure. Or... No problem. Let's have a look. One of the first cards that pulled out was the Six of Air, and it's the end of challenging times. Things are looking up, a welcome relief, finding yourself to a peaceful place. The end of depression. So don't be surprised that even though you may not have felt depressed, there's probably been a bit of depression for you over the last four years. And just from that loneliness. Okay. What's going on with work at the moment for you?
Well, I just started this new job as a life coach on an app, on a website. I haven't gotten any clients yet. But before that, I was pretty stagnant without any employment. So I'm hoping that I'll get some clients soon. I set my rate really low, like only $20 an hour. So I'm hoping to draw in a client base and then up my prices.
Build up from there. Awesome. Yeah, because it's got that your motivation is really good, like to get people going motivationally. You're very inspiring. They're saying that there's like a leadership role for you. They're saying step into the spotlight and communicate your vision.
I want to be a famous talk show host. Yeah, I want to be a famous talk show host.
Love
that. The spotlight really helps. Yeah, that's my dream.
Yes,
the next Oprah of our generation. That is like my super goal.
Yes.
I want to inspire others. I want to, help with mental health, help with grief and loss support. I want to do so much. I have psychics on my show.
So it's saying, step into the spotlight. Public speaking. You've got your eyes on the big picture and you communicate your vision really well. The card also saying don't be sensitive to criticism. Take it as feedback, okay?
Okay, don't be as sensitive to criticism. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Hello?
Okay, the release cards come out. Endings that lead to new beginnings. It's also got spiritual transformation. Do you feel like you're quite spiritual yourself, that you might have been going through a bit of an awakening?
Definitely. I've been dealing with a lot of different spirits and demons. I hear voices. I feel like I can talk to angels.
Excellent.
Yeah, I definitely feel presence around me.
Let's say that you feel like you can. You are speaking with angels, okay? The meditation cards popped out. Are you meditating?
Am I meditating? Not as much. I really need to.
Yeah, I feel like your spirit team is saying that you need to, because it's saying insights that will come from the meditation.
Yeah, great.
Okay. The wise counselors also popped out, and it's saying unity with a spiritually minded community. Are you in a women's group? How are you expanding your spiritualism?
I'm expanding spiritually. That's fantastic.
Yeah. So I feel like you need to be more involved in like a women's group, just so you can tap more into your own spirituality.
Okay. Tap into my own spirituality. Fantastic.
Yeah. The other message there coming through saying, ask the divine for help and trust the answers will come. And I feel like when you are meditating in that solitude, you can speak to your spirit team and they will start sending you the messages. See, our spirit team want nothing but the best for us, but they can't intervene in our everyday life until you actually invite them in. So invite your spirit team in, ask them for help, ask them to help you with this new with the guy that you're trying to bring in and the life coaching as well. Because the abundance from past choices, it's saying, the next card that's come out. So the abundance is going to come. So don't feel like that it won't. Because, pride in the success of your labours. Be patient, they're saying. But I feel like the first half of this year has been really tough for a lot of people. I feel like it's been a lot of planting seeds and doing a bit of groundwork, and this next 6 months is coming through is really going to be where the fruition is going to come in, all the rewards.
Okay, that makes sense. Wow, that's fantastic.
Are you sleeping well at the moment? I keep getting the sleeping, yeah. I feel like you're not sleeping well.
Oh, you picked up on that. That's so cool. You're such a guest.
It's the cards. And look, I only tap into your spirit team. This is your spirit team giving you these beautiful messages. They know what's going on. They see everything. They know everything. Okay, here's your man coming through. So the page of air is saying an exciting intellectual challenge. And I feel like this is either, I need to find out whether it's this guy or not that you've been seeing with the daughter. I'm just going to quickly ask my pendulum, won't be a moment. What was his name again, sorry? Have we just got his name, the guy with the daughter that you're thinking that maybe to be a romantic?
His name is Matt, Maddie.
Okay. Okay, I don't feel like it's him. I feel like it's somebody new coming through. Okay. Saying seeds well planted, and I feel like that's with your career because the future rewards are going to come. Just saying the need for patience at the moment. But I feel like there's a bit of lack of self-confidence within yourself as well. Okay, six of fives come out. Victory. Success. That's with your career that's coming through. Also had the hermits come through as well. And again, time spent in peaceful meditation and solitude. Shine your light as an example to others. And again, it's saying seeking out that spiritual mentor that can help you. And self-discovery is there as well for you. And I feel like that's the never-ending thing for all of us. Just trying to get some more information on the... Let's find out for you. Oh. Enjoying the fruits of your labors, hard work that leads to a luxurious life. Happily and successfully self-employed, enjoying your solitude. So the Eight of Air. Look into my booklet. Okay. So the message on one of the cards that popped out that I've had myself previous times a long time ago is worldly success. It's a seed planted. Oh. Okay. Beautiful. The magician. Magic is alive in your life. What you need to be a success will manifest. Remember, you're the creator. You're creating your reality. Have a beautiful mindset and it's saying if you believe it, you can do it, okay? It's that belief system within yourself. You need to bring up that self-confidence and really switch that mindset into something that's going to take you through to the get your dreams to come reality. It's saying that you've got a really good ability to multitask, but there's many positive opportunities coming through for you. Here you are, Queen of Water. This is you, loving, compassionate, psychic, self-sacrificing, deep psychic insight. Trust your intuition. Ah, here's your man finally. Okay. king of water. Here he is. He's beautiful, sitting up on his beautiful chair looking over the water. He is trustworthy, honourable, devoted, someone you can completely trust, a situation that is safe, a solid romantic relationship. Beautiful. All righty, last card. What have we got here for you? Oh, this is him again. Passionate, confident, charismatic. Trust your instincts, a passionate relationship. Beautiful card to finish on. I can see your next 6 months just really taking off for you. So have some faith, trust, do some meditation, speak to your spirit team. You've got a beautiful 6 months coming up. Thank you so much for calling in today.
Thank you so much for having me. You're a blessing. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Cheers. Thank you. Appreciate it. I believe we have Terry on the phone.
Hello.
Hey, Terry. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, really good, thanks. Just a general reading, or was there something that you'd like answered tonight, or would you just like a general reading?
I would like a general reading, but I do have one question.
Yeah, please.
Okay, so I'm wondering if I'm going to be moving anytime soon.
Okay, sure. Let's have a couple of cards that can pop out with a move or relocation. So we'll see if they pop out for you. And I'll just pass through anything else that's coming through for you as well.
Okay.
The first card that actually popped out was the Page of Fire, saying enthusiastic, optimistic, creative, news of exciting opportunities, allowing your creativity to soar. Do things that fuel your passion. And it's also saying finish what you start. So I'm not sure if any of that makes sense to you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I was just saying that they're saying that you're enthusiastic, you can be optimistic and creative. They're saying that do things that fuel your passion. Are you working at the moment?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. Okay. Okay, what have we got? Okay, the Wise Counselor. Are you quite spiritual yourself?
Yes, I am.
Because the card that's come out, the Wise Counselor, it's saying unity with a spiritually minded community. And for me, that's saying that you need to surround yourself with people, whether it's a women's circle or a women's group or somewhere where you can be around other spiritually minded people who can enhance your awakening, if that makes sense.
Okay.
It's also saying ask the divine for help and trust the answers will come. So as I explained to our last caller, we've all got a spirit team who want to help us in our everyday life, but until we invite them in, they cannot intervene. So please have a chat to them and ask them to, especially if there's movers coming, which we'll try and get to, ask them for help. Ask them to open doors for you, to make life easier for you. Because I feel like they really want to get some messages through to you.
Okay.
The next card that popped out was the Queen of Water. Say that you're loving, compassionate, psychic, self-sacrificing, deep psychic insights, caring for others but forgetting to take care of yourself. Trust your intuition. And they say that you have a deep love for family and friends. But I feel like that intuition one's popping out quite a lot for me, that you need to trust more.
Okay, that's pretty accurate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some, there's saying that there's some psychic insights there as well. So don't push those away. I feel like there's definitely, you're definitely going through an awakening. And look, we've got psychic abilities. We've just got to put our time and effort into them to bring them out. So if that's something that you'd like to follow, I think that a spiritual community would definitely help you.
Okay, I've actually been looking into that.
Excellent. Yeah, it's saying partnering with others who share your dreams. Oh, there's a whole heap that just left. Okay, the Nine of Fives popped out. Again, ask your angels for help. Are you meditating?
Yes.
Excellent, because the Hermit's popped out and it says time spent in peaceful meditation and meaningful solitude. And again, seek out a spiritual mentor, because there's quite a bit of self-discovery there for you. I've also got one here, and I feel like it could be a work thing. Conflicts with others caused by opposing opinions. Walk away from drama unless the situation is really worth your time.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just...
You know who that person is.
I do. But yeah, I don't, I do not engage in drama at all. I learned that when I was young. I'm not young anymore. And, I just walk away.
Yep. Good for you. Have you got a man in your life at the moment?
No.
Because the One of Waters popped out. Beautiful new emotional experience. Romantic relationship. Awakening of psychic abilities or spiritual insights. Ah, a new home, finally. Okay. There's your answer there, a new home.
Okay. Well, that's good. I'm sorry, pardon?
Oh, no, you're right. I was just saying, the new home. But I feel like this could be with a man.
Oh well, that's been a long time. I've been single a long time. So.
Yeah, well, I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. Emotional contentment, a loving relationship, and here he is again, the King of Water, trustworthy, honourable, devoted, someone you can completely trust, a situation that is safe, a solid romantic relationship. So there's definitely someone coming in for you. And I've also got the victory card for you. Wise choices that bring, it's promotions. Is there possible promotion at work? Recognition, promotion, something.
I don't think so. I'm kind of stagnant at work.
Yeah. You know. I'd be surprised if something pops up for you.
Okay. I was thinking about going back to school.
Okay, because the next card that popped out was the Emperor, and it's saying accept a leadership role.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so interesting. Sounds wonderful. It sounds like you're going to have a great 6 months as well. I feel like this is all happening in the next 6 months, from now to the end of the year and going into the following year.
Okay, so is that going to be like at the same place I'm at now, or is it a different opportunity?
Like a complete, like the work or the move?
Everything. You know, I'm not. You know, I mean, it seems like a lot for a short period of time, because I've kind of just been hanging out.
Yep. No, I really feel like it's all going to come in at once, almost. Be sick. Yeah, I was just having a look at my pendulum there. I'm getting it, yeah, a new man and something's moving in your career over the next 6 months, maybe in the early part of next year, but I feel like a lot of it's going to come in pretty much one after the other.